This recording, Ontario 32, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comic It Secure is copyright Douglas N. Honoroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working in a deserted district of the territory for a long time. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Now, thinking like when I was a kid, and how I'm actually really looking forward to Super Bowl weekend, because when my brother and I, every Super Bowl we get together, because from when we were little kids, my brother always loved the Dallas Cowboys, and so just to upset him, I loved the Pittsburgh Steelers. And every Super Bowl, I had no idea what was going on, but my father always got us a bucket of chicken and a big bottle of Coke, and we used to watch. So now every year since then, I see my brother every Super Bowl. And then this year is especially fun for me. Go Steelers. That it's just always a party. So, and it always seems to be sort of, you know, somebody will come, they'll bring their kids, and before I know it, I've got 40 people milling about just watching football and like not leaving till like midnight. And I still have to work and they all have to work the next day. No, it's just a fun time. And I've learned a lot about football. So I love football now, but it's just especially fun to sit with my brother after all these years. And it's like the one day where we get along beautifully, but this is the one day where we always fight and scream and yell at each other, and then it's fine.